Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because, let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it.
Boutique running brands are becoming as common as craft breweries. Thanks for tuning in today. This topic, I think, is an important one. I do talk about it quite a bit, but it's, again, a reminder of how the world of business continues to evolve. And if you're going to evolve with it, some of the things that you need to think about. And so the new model in running apparel, we're not Nike. Path Project joins a crowd of startups aimed at the middle of the 10K pack. Basically, this article talks about a startup that is taking a crack at the massive market for running apparel. This California-based brand has opened a web store for a small collection of shorts, shirts, hats, and base layers designed for the silent majority of runners who are neither elite athletes nor beginners. The full-time office worker who just wants a personal record at the local 10K run. And so, again, the article sort of talks about direct-to-consumer economics, how e-commerce promises value by cutting out the middleman and keeping the marketing budget close to zero. So the idea is, if you find your customer, if you understand, first of all, the market that you're in as a business, providing a product or service, once you understand that market, then you need to drill down and understand, okay, so who is the customer that we're actually providing value to? And what is it that the customer is paying us for? So the value is what they pay for. The experience is what they define their interest in your product or service by. And it contributes ultimately to your profit margin. So the idea is, if you know your market, you need to know your customer. Within a market, there are lots and lots and lots and lots of niches. When you think about sport apparel, that's a pretty broad category. Are you shirts? Are you shorts? Are you hats? Are you shoes? Are you coats? Are you mittens and hats? Are you sunglasses? Are you a technology provider that, you know, that has sports apparel? So you've got, you know, these, you know, jackets that maybe charge your phone as you run. I don't know. The point is, there's these broad categories, and then there's a customer within that category that your business is getting up every day to service. And the more you know your customer, the better you'll be able to determine the value that you're bringing that differentiates you from the rest of the marketplace. I've always said, if you're not number one in your niche, then you got to go find a niche to be number one in, because you can't be number two or anybody else, because then your profit margins are not going to be very healthy. They're probably going to be what everybody else's margins are. And you're not really going to be able to generate additional income over and above the marketplace. Everybody knows the 80-20 rule, that 80% of the business gets done by 20% of the businesses in the marketplace. And I would argue that those 20% are really just the one business in that market, the one company in that marketplace, maybe the top one, two, or three. But certainly not everybody in the market is getting an equal share of the business. So if you can't get all the market share or the largest chunk of the market share, then you need to slice the market down a little bit further and figure out how your how your business can actually go and become number one in a niche. If you provide a service, if there's lots of people that provide that service, then you have to figure out, how are we going to provide this service with more value and a better experience so that the certain type of customer we want will come to us. We will generate the margin that we can from the value and the experience that we're providing. Our customers are happy, we're happy, and we dominate the marketplace. This article just pointed out to me that even if you're Nike or Under Armour, you're serving the category of apparel. But because the market is so efficient and entrepreneurs have access to all of the same tools that large businesses do, that this particular company is saying, look, not only are we going after runners, not only are we going after runners in the apparel market, we're going after the runners that aren't elite athletes and they're not beginners. There's a group in the middle. And these are the folks that you never really hear about, but they get up on the weekend, they get up a couple times during the day, during the week, they go for a run, and they just want to run and do sports for their own benefit. We want to make clothes for that marketplace. And we believe that because we can go find them in the marketplace, word of mouth will create the buzz that we need to keep getting new customers. We'll keep our operations small so that we can only service the customers that we have. We don't need to stock up on inventory and grab a whole bunch of things that might weigh down our balance sheet or drag down our profit. And they're doing it. So Nike, Under Armour, you know, apparel companies that cater to every kind of niche in the marketplace is, again, a reminder that if you're running a business and you're not the leader of your niche, you got to figure out what it's going to take to be a leader in your niche. And a lot of times you're going to have to throw some ideas around to figure it out. But ultimately, what specifically are you providing to the marketplace that brings more value and a better experience than anybody else to a specific customer? Some customers are price sensitive. Some customers want value. You've got to figure out where are you in the marketplace and how do you lead that market. So I'm going to leave you with that thought today. If you're not number one, then get out of the market or go figure out how to become number one, maybe in a different market, maybe a slice of the market, a market niche. So if you're hanging out on YouTube, thanks very much. Appreciate it. If you're listening to the podcast, appreciate that too. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, do whatever you can, because you never know. Another entrepreneur, because you've done all that, another entrepreneur might get access to this content and it might just save their business. Imagine that. You could save another entrepreneur simply by liking this content and sharing it around your network. Anyway, thanks very much. We'll catch you on the next episode.